For today's local business connection, we spoke with Michael Van Dogden of Van Dogden's Garden Center and Landscaping. Michael, how has business been since the COVID-19 outbreak started?
Is seen a challenge in one form or another. I think for us, it's the uncertainty around everything that is kind of the hardest part to deal with when you're a garden center, because there will be businesses and sectors that just simply cannot open for a while, and they have that certainty when they're forecasting how to operate as far as staffing and what to purchase and what to bring in. Garden centers are just on the fringe of knowing that they can fully open, or if they're going to be closed in some capacity or open in some capacity, because, we got an announcement on Friday that says we can be open, but to curbside and delivery only, which was a little lackluster for us, because at the end of the day, we've already been doing that for several weeks. Most of our garden centers in Ontario have retooled themselves in one form or another to allow for curbside pickups weeks ago to salvage what they can out of their season, and so we're on the eve of our busy season, and we've seen other provinces open up garden centers completely. We've seen a lot of rules and regulations put in place and good practices that, you know, including what's come out of the grocery world, that could easily allow us to be open, but you get an announcement like Friday's announcement that just kind of holds things back a little bit. But with Mother's Day especially coming up, and just behind that, the May 2-4, so much of our season is on the line that we really, we kind of want to know either way, so that we can, you know, bring in staff and train them and bring in our products, or if we just have to kind of coast through the spring a little bit. Like I said, that uncertainty in either way is what challenges us.
So, Michael, what are some of the measures that you guys have put into place at your greenhouse to make sure that customers are safe while they shop?
Tremendous amount of measures. We're very fortunate to have a strong landscape association. So Landscape Ontario, our provincial association, and CNLA, Canadian Nursery Landscape Association, on a national level, have spent a lot of time working together to create kind of best practices for garden centers. A lot of these recommendations suggestions are, in essence, very equal to what the province just released, or even in a greater extent, even more stringent, because we're lucky in a way that we have, you know, wide open spaces as a garden center, and most of our centers are outdoors. So, things like social distancing are something that we've really put a lot of thought into, how to manage people going through our garden centers, one-way traffics, and a lot of markings for social spacing, a lot of different policies as far as, staff hygiene and client hygiene and sanitizing things. And really, I could probably rhyme off another 15 minutes of good policy that we have in place, but kind of requires us to be open to the public to be able to enact a lot of that.
My next question has to be, what's some advice you can give to businesses in the community?
I would say, optimism is really kind of what needs to be recognized, because I think everyone is seeing the spring come around, and I think, with good, safe practices, we will all see this through. Some businesses may not see that as soon as others, and I'm certainly fortunate that, the provincial government has recognized garden centers and some other seasonal industries as kind of on their first phase. But I think it's very nice to see, the public that's coming through, grocery stores, and everyone's really just respecting each other and really showing, some light throughout all this. And so I think that's my, advice, but just kind of really what warms my heart a little bit is seeing that, everyone's really responding, in a positive way to this, and that optimism will, kind of deliver us through it.
And finally, Michael, do you have any message you want to relay to your customer base?
We miss you. We miss them as much as anything else. It's it's hard for us to see flowers coming in and seeing trees blooming and leaves budding out and all the things that really are beautiful about nature. And we still get to see it, but we don't get to share that with our customers yet. So I'm hopeful that we can. And you know, our businesses, like many other great retailers in Ontario, are adapting constantly to this change and you know, looking forward to seeing how this change kind of gets implemented in the next, 3 to 6 weeks.
Thank you, Michael, for taking some time to do this interview. Make sure you check out all our local business connections every day.